Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This is Jim Thompson's Nip Impressions column for the week of September 5th. It's entitled Hard or Soft, and Jim says, every facility in our industry has two types of assets, hard and soft. By hard, I mean buildings, machinery, process control systems, and so forth. By soft, I mean people. When a facility produces products for a vibrant market, defined as steady or growing, not declining, which are more important to its success, the hard assets or the soft assets? I have been employed in the industrial world since March of 1970, roughly 46 and one-half years. Well over 40 years of this time has been spent in the pulp and paper industry. For all of these years, the answer to my question in the first paragraph has always been the same, the soft assets, the people. The soft assets most important for success are, in particular, the people in management, and to be even more particular, the person at the top of the facility's management structure. Given good markets, and if you don't have a market, you don't have a business, success comes down to the management skills and the leadership ability of the one at the top. Notice I did not say the top of the company, if the company happens to have more than one operating facility. I mean the top person at the head of each facility. Granted, the executives in the headquarters office can foul up a good company, and you can have the best executive in headquarters, but if they don't have good people running each facility, the company will not survive. In fact, the top executive's number one job is to make sure each facility has the best top management that competitive salary ranges will afford. I have seen excellent hard assets run into the ground by lousy managers. I have seen mediocre hard assets run circles around newer assets when managed by outstanding managers. Given the choice of equipment or managers, I'll take managers any day.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Further, I will grow managers not so much based on their education and directly related experience, as I will based on their energy and drive. Give me a reasonably intelligent person with a real drive, energy, and attitude, and you can have the fanciest, newest, hard assets. This person and I will beat you at your own game. I get so tired of going into mills where people whine about the equipment they have and play if-only games about the equipment they don't have. In most places where I see this, they're not even maintaining or properly operating what they do have. Why should they get new equipment when they cannot demonstrate they can run and maintain what they already have? I've seen the movie where such management teams are given new equipment. In 6 months, it looks like and performs like the junk they already had. Except it wasn't junk. It was treated like junk. All else being equal, your best-run facilities should get the capital for new equipment and processes. In your poorest-performing facilities, you should change out the top management and keep changing out the top management if necessary until you see some real improvement. When improvement comes with what the facility has, then you can start talking about capital improvements. So, I love equipment and made a significant portion of my livelihood in the past 46 and a half years by building significant experience in all aspects of capital equipment selection and management. But capital equipment must be bestowed upon the deserving who will make it perform in the top 10% of its class. By the way, welcome to Management Month at Paparitalo Publications. We'll continue next week. In the meantime, now that the rats have gone back into hiding, quizzes are back. We'd love for you to take our quiz this week. Safety is about management, too. Great managers can operate old equipment safely. Poor managers can maim employees with new equipment. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
CBG.
Morning, Tom. Give me some good news today.
Man, I really wish I could. We've got broken bolts in dryer cans, there are stuck studs in the pump housing, and to top it off, now they've broken a drill bit trying to get an alignment pin out. I think it's safe to say that the more we work, the farther we get behind.
So, Tom, are you doing this the old-fashioned way just for fun?
What do you mean?
Broken bolts, studs, drill bits, alignment pins, keys. CBG metal disintegration and stud removal can fix all those problems. CBG takes broken and stuck metal out of everything. Heck, they work on submarines, aircraft carriers, power plants, oil refineries, even a one-of-a-kind Ferrari engine, and have removed hundreds of dryer can bolts all over the U.S. I saw on CBGmaintenance.com they took out a 9/64-inch drill bit and removed 2.5-inch studs at a power plant.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Can you give me that website address again?
It's CBGmaintenance.com. Bookmark the site and give them a call today. CBGmaintenance.com.
This column was written by Jim Thompson, and I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is on the road. The title of this column is a question. Are you management material? Here's what Jim has to say about that. Some, not all, young people in the industry often want to know what it takes to get into management. The answer is simple to state, a bit more difficult to execute. It is this: perform beyond expectations and become known for it. However, before we go further into this, and that's likely next week, let's discuss some matters that you can use to test yourself to determine if you have the disposition to be a manager. First, you must be absolutely legal, moral, and ethical in your dealings with your company and other people, whether your actions are known or unknown. Next, you have to start to develop an interest in the goings-on at your company from the company's point of view, not just your own. This means you must start thinking about the P&L, the profit and loss statement. I'm not saying you have to be an accountant, but you have to be cognizant of and leverage where you can those things that spin the invoice printer, that is, produce income, and slow the writing of checks, that is, reduce outflow. Expect to develop finesse in these areas as time goes on, for not all activities that spin the invoice printer are good for the long run, nor are all things that slow the writing of checks good for the long run.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Shoppers for food, sodas, and beer agree. Light is good. Environmentally minded folks these days think that green is the way to go. And special light and green concerns are motivating papermakers to attend the 7th Annual Light Green Machine Institute Conference in Raleigh, North Carolina, October 16th through the 18th. The Institute's purpose is to provide a forum for freely presenting and discussing ideas for reducing the installed weight of paper machines by 50% for any grade by the year 2025. During the conference, industry professionals, academics, suppliers, and consultants will gather and huddle to discuss the latest trends and ideas for improving the efficiency of pulp and paper manufacturing. Be there! Get full details and program notes by going to tinyurl.com/LGMI2016. That's tinyurl.com/LGMI2016.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Example, if you could sell your paper machine, you would have created a big day for your company today, but what will it do tomorrow? Likewise, and you know this is one of my favorites, you can avoid spending money on maintenance today, but there will be hell to pay down the road. One of the greatest real-life examples of someone not ready for management occurred a few years ago at a company I was advising. An engineer who had generally operated as a one-person department expressed interest in going into management. The mill did not have a maintenance manager, and this person was given the assignment temporarily. He had not been in the position long when there was a shutdown day. Along about 11:30 in the morning, his maintenance crew was in the process of removing a press roll. It was about halfway out of the machine. He left them and left the campus to go to lunch. When he got back, I chewed him out even though he didn't work for me. His retort was, "You didn't expect me to skip lunch, did you?" Well, actually, at that point, yes, I did. In fact, that is the reason we have vending machines in the mill. After, not during the roll-changing operation, if the whole crew took a break, then he could too. He did not make permanent maintenance manager. In the military, at chow time, chow is served in order of lowest rank to highest rank. This is a good example for the work environment and does not apply only to mealtime. I had the opportunity once to become the maintenance manager in a mill, a promotion from a staff position. Actually, I was given maintenance, technical, powerhouse, essentially everything that was not production. It was a great opportunity. A few weeks after I showed up, a new senior executive over the whole complex arrived. The place was a mess and having emergency breakdowns day and night. Many months later, this senior executive told me that when he took over a facility, he usually fired a direct reporter early on just to get everyone's attention. He had looked over all the resumes of his direct reporters, and having the least experience in my job, I was in his sights. However, after a couple of weeks, he realized that when there was a crash or something went bump in the night, I always called him from the scene of the disaster. In short order, he decided I was the only one of his direct reporters he could not do without. What did I say at the beginning of this column? Perform beyond expectations and become known for it. I did it without even trying, just because that's the way I think. Only you know if you can pass the test I have given you here. However, you can take our quiz this week for more enlightenment on this subject. Safety goes hand in hand with being a good manager. If you have a poor safety record, you will never get the chance at management. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Many companies have inventory that they cannot use or cannot count on selling anytime soon. If your company is one of these, that excess or useless inventory is costing you money, by tying up storage space, and worse, it is tying up your money. Money that is decreasing in purchasing value. Old inventory is holding your company back from greater opportunities and new ventures. So how can you recover more money out of your excess inventory? A great answer is Stockpiles, a marketplace that connects buyers and sellers. Stockpiles lets you list your for sale products and materials on its website free of charge, and you control your selling price. Let Stockpiles help you free up your money. Give them a call at 859-445-4920 or visit their website at www.siderolls.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 19th of September, 2016. The title, Make Them Sign for It. A recent study by Australian Bond University and the University of San Diego of U.S. CEOs in the supply chain industry found that 21% had, quotes, clinically significant levels of psychopathic traits, end quotes. Now, a psychopath is a person suffering from chronic mental disorder with abnormal or violent social behavior. Based on my 46 years in industry, I think they have nailed it, perhaps even gotten the number a bit low. So, this column is for the other 79% of you. With fairly regular occurrence, we see in the news a CEO being accused of some sort of violation of regulations, policies, or laws. We usually accept that this person is at the top of the heap, so to speak, and like it or not, they're responsible and they take the fall when things go wrong. If we give it a thought at all, we say to ourselves, poor fool, shouldn't have reached for the CEO slot to start with.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Are you ready to advance your career in the pulp and paper industry? Freeman Staffing specializes in pulp and paper positions and the placement of engineers of all disciplines, from production supervisors and managers, mill managers, maintenance engineers and managers, project engineers and managers, process engineers and managers, to corporate executives, North America-wide. Freeman Staffing can help you find the best job opportunity in the industry. Contact Freeman Staffing at 800-221-9629. That's 800-221-9629. Or visit them at www.freemanstaffing.com to look at current opportunities. That's FreemanStaffing.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
There is another way to make sure everything beneath you is working properly. This applies to all managers at all levels, but especially to CEOs. A friend who is a retired CEO recently told me what he did when matters of regulatory or legal nature came up during his tenure. This was a typical scenario. He would tell the appropriate vice president to take care of such and such a matter and report back to him. For the first few times he did this, it played out as follows. The appropriate person would come back and say in a regular weekly meeting they had with the boss, that is, they would report that they indeed had the matter appropriately handled. He would say, fine, and then slide a piece of paper across the table for them to sign, ascertaining that the said matter had indeed been appropriately handled. The subordinate would balk and say something like, quotes, let me make sure before I sign that, end quotes. This would end up in a heated verbal exchange, for the CEO would confront them. Why did you say it was done, and now you want to go back and check when I want you to certify it was done? Of course, word soon got around the business that this was the way the CEO conducted business, and the confrontation stopped before the subordinates actually did their jobs the first time. This procedure can work at any level in the organization. You just have to implement it with your subordinates. One place where it should always be used is during routine shutdowns, or wash-ups, or field days, or whatever you call them. Every project, be it a maintenance project or an operations project, should have a manager. That manager should sign off, and I mean physically sign off, on a master sheet for each project assigned to them, indicating that they personally inspected the work and it was done according to procedures and specification and is complete in every sense of the word. If half the readers of this column would do this next month, I'm convinced we'd raise uptime in the industry by one percentage point. No joke. And if CEOs adopt this idea, we'll see fewer of them going to jail. As for the 21% who are psychopaths, you don't care anyway. So what do you think? Please take our quiz online this week. For safety this week, LOTO, that is lockout, tagout procedures, have an element to them that requires a signature in order to comply. Let's make sure to follow these procedures. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.
Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's CRMEYER.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 26th of September, 2016. The title, There Are Only Two Requirements for a Successful Career, with an asterisk at the end of that. And I start off with the asterisk. All else being equal, and if you always behave in a legal, moral, and ethical manner, and you understand the invoice printer is the most important machine in any enterprise. These are a given, and you should already know them by now if you've been following me for any length of time. After 46 and one-half years of observing modern business life, it does indeed boil down to two things, at least in a large corporation. The first one is to make your boss look good. Your job is to make your boss look good. Easy to say, hard to do. For in order to make your boss look good, you must understand the mandates under which your boss is operating. What are the objectives from on high your boss is charged with executing? What are the constraints on your boss's authority? What are her budget constraints? What timeline has been given to her? Once you know the answers to these questions, you can make your plans.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
It may be hard to get answers to these questions, for your boss may not know them or not be allowed to openly share them. This makes talking to your boss important. We'll start with the second one. Maybe your boss is not allowed to share the answers. Why would this occur? Because perhaps the mandate to your boss is to operate her area until, say, next March, when it will be shut down. As for the first one, your boss just may be too dumb to have figured out the questions, let alone the answers. The solution to these problems for you is to figuratively peer around your boss and see if you can determine what is going on from on high. If you are in a large corporation, read everything you can get your hands on. Talk to people, politely but circumspectly. Ask questions, but listen more than you talk. Try to figure out the tea leaves. Decades ago, when I worked in that little old soap company in Cincinnati, I was clueless. This was before almost any computerization of any work in the engineering department. At the point where I would have been 10 years into my career, and I left at about 5, vast swaths of the engineering department were decimated. Looking back on this, I did not see it coming, and I was just fortunate I got out way ahead of this. but there was one manager about 10 years older than me which did see it coming. He had an inside track to the headquarters staff. He kept talking about a senior vice president who thought the engineering department was bloated and expensive. There were other clues, too. In the engineering department, there was a near constant training going on about how to manage people for more efficient work. However, the biggest clue of all was that the boss of this engineering department, over 2,000 people, held the title of manager of engineering. He wasn't even a vice president, despite having a department that employed about 7% of the people in the company worldwide. Further, he reported to a vice president, not even a senior vice president. When CAD, that is computer-aided design, came along, the bloodletting was wide and deep. So figure out your boss's mandate and make them look good, even if her mandate is to put you out of a job. Which leads to the second item.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
There is a capital project in your future. You have spent many dollars on planning and ordering equipment for your capital project, and you're about to spend much more on its installation and startup. And you could perhaps spend a little less and move a little more efficiently by forming a team with Pro Services, both in planning and executing your project. The experienced team of Pro Services pulp and paper engineers and project managers will work with your team months in advance to find and solve potential problems, plan for the utmost in safety precautions, analyze your financials, and chart the best path for an orderly installation and an ultimately successful startup. Your know-how plus our know-how will get your capital project up and running as quickly and efficiently as possible. Together, we'll be a powerful capital project team. Call us at 269-327-2322. Visit us at prosatwork.com. At Pro Services, we work.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The second item is, don't do anything you would not put on your resume. Your resume is your ticket to your next job. Unless you are in a pool of less than about 2% of all people ever employed, you will want and sometimes need a next job. Yeah, I know you just got out of school and you are all starry-eyed about your current employer, but trust me, there will be a day when you want a divorce. Further, you don't know who is going to initiate that divorce. In matrimony, an old-fashioned word to you youngsters, the idea is to keep the body and brain buffed and ready for action. Hopefully, you are keeping all ship-shape for life with your current partner. When I meet young couples today, I frankly quiz them on the status of their marriage. One of my goals these days is to watch young marriages become old marriages. But again, you have to be prepared because the things happen. In business, the equivalent is to keep your resume up to date. Although almost no one follows my advice, I think you should update your resume at least quarterly until you're about 40. Helps keep you centered while you are getting your, quote, sea legs, end quotes, for this journey upon which you have embarked. So to the subtitle, why are you doing tasks, and by task I mean major task, that you would not put on your resume? In other words, don't take your eye off the goal. A better way to center yourself in your early years is to make a pro forma resume that you would like to be yours at about age 55, the time when you'd be considered most desirable as a senior executive. Do it now. How? Ask senior executives or mentors what such a resume would look like. Then build your own. Now you can check what you're doing as you go along against your pro forma resume. What to do if you're off track? Devise a plan to get back on track. Caution. Do not talk to your boss about assignments being off track except in the vaguest of terms. Such talk could get you a sooner-than-planned opportunity to use your buffed new resume. In the end, I would like to tell you it's more complicated than this, and there are certainly minutiae that can be complicated. Yet the big picture distills to the two items I have given you here, along with the given caveats at the top of this column. So what do you think? Am I right or all wet? Take our quiz online this week to let us know. For safety this week, a poor safety record can torpedo a career as fast as being caught with your boss's spouse. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.